Yud Ches Adar Rishon, Tuesday the 22nd of February, Rabbi Shaya Portnoy, Pasha Shavivas Haluchas.
There's a Pasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was all a Moran to get the Torah. And the Yarki Ha'om Ki Bosh Moshe Lovoy, we read this, but it took him time. He didn't come when they expected him to come. So they went to Aaron, they made an eagle. That was the...
Now, I didn't make an eagle.
Aaron... It happened by itself, but Aaron was the one that they gave everything for it, and that's they wanted, whatever. They wanted to have a mediary between... Now, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu that Klal Yisrael, Soro Maherim and Aderech HaShetzivisim Osu Lehem Egel, it says Osu, they made the Egel. So I don't know how you're going to work that out. But Al-Kaponim, it says Osu Lehem Egel. And Memele, Rebbeinu Shalom tells them that Chalas Ha'om, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Mishanin to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should be Moshe Rabbeinu. He lets Moshe Rabbeinu go down. Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he sees the eagle, and he sees what Klal Yisrael has done, and then he goes ahead and he breaks the luchos. Now, the shayla is, if someone tells me that something happened someplace else, so ain't it ben shmilaria? So it's not muchach that I don't have to believe him because I didn't see it myself, I only heard it. When the shmiya from the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's not something that you could say that ain't it ben shmilaria. That if the Rebbeinu Shalom tells him, it's a fact. So Moshe Rabbeinu believed that there was an eagle. Afalpi, he believed that there was an eagle. He went to take the Torah down. Then when he comes, he goes ahead and breaks it. What changed from when he was b'shamayim to when he came down? That's one. And also, there's a medrash. The Torah just says that he came and he saw. The Medrash says that there was a whole vikuach between Aaron, Skenim, and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said he wants to break the luchas. He showed that he's going to break the luchas. Aaron and the Skenim said that no, you can't. And they had an argument. And he broke them. So what was the vikuach between Aaron and Moshe? And also, why would... What did he see? Is the Sepurna says that Kishiro Shahoyu Smechen the Kilkul Shaosu, that Vibalti saw the Simcha of the Kilkul, the Zeas Katsa Venoya Shiyuchu Listren Me'uvas. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he became Me'uish, that they'll be able to correct themselves. Vayvan Shiyazu Vatamusam Viyu Ruyim Goysa Luchas, and maybe he broke the Luchas. And it says in Medrash says that there was smechem more with the eagle than there were b'shas matan Torah. So Rebalti saw that, so it was shengendit by him. He couldn't take anymore, and he threw down the luchas. But the Gemara in Shabbos says that shreish dvarim Moshe osa midaitoi. It says pirush min isha hoisid yem echad midalei v'shavras the luchas. So he says that what was Moshe Rabbeinu Seimechan with breaking the luchos? He says also kavuchaymer. He says that Mazach Korban Pesach, which is only one mitzvah, and says there's Alocha Korban Echel LeYechubo, that someone who's a zor to Yiddishkeit, he's a meirid in Yiddishkeit, he's a meshumed or something like that. He's a baravir. He can't eat Korban Pesach. So he says that if that's only one mitzvah. So Kolshkein, Kol Terakula, you can't give them Kol Terakula because they're... That's what the Gemara says. Tosis asks on the Kavuchayim of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says that it's Eina Deyme, the Eina Deyme Korban Pesach to mitzvahs. Korban Pesach is the Din Achilas Kotshim. This is some mitzvahs, maybe you could do the Kain mitzvahs. So what's the Tushta? How can you make such a Kavuchayim? Zok Tosis, it's not real kavuchaim, it's kavuchaim b'prichahi. The other Rishon uses lashon prichahi. He says about kavuchaim mamashim, but it's not mamash a kavuchaim. And so the Tosis Rosh says clearly, he says that the pshat in Tosis is that Vibalt, the Gemara says also midaita, if it were to be that he had a kavachim, and a kavachim is the chechem yom gimel drachem shatayin the dreshes boy, so maybe it does say it's mefurish in the Torah. So it's not a kavachim is not pshat midaita. That's a halacha. So how can they say midaita? Elamai Tosfos says that the kavachim is nishkan kavachim, and therefore it was midon midaita. So the shaila is only why was he so determined to break the luchas? What's the sazei? Now the Rashbam learns that the luchas broke because became too heavy for him. He became upset, and the meila toshas koy kishirosa ego toshas koy choy v'goy hoye by koyach v'shrichem rochek minenoksash v'yazav v'yazav v'nofchem. Why did he throw it mitachas lahor? Because it would have dropped it, it would have hurt his feet. So he said, Rashbam, it would have fallen on his feet, and that would have hurt him. So that's nash. But it's very, that's, I don't know. Al Kaponim, the Rabbeinu Bachai, and the Arachayim have kashas on the Psukim. The Rabbeinu Bachai says, that if I send the Shriach to do something for me, and he see that he's not able to be Mekayim the Shriachis, so he should come back and ask me what to do. How did Moshe Rabbeinu on his own right go ahead and break the luchas? He should have come back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Kal Yisrael was Sorem and Adarath, and I see that the Rabbeinu Shalom was right, so what am I supposed to do now? Give back the luchas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. What's happened is he went ahead and broke them. What?
He said it was too heavy.
No, that's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that. The Archaim says that it was Azar, Choshev, and Gemaisa, the luchas was Ksav Elikim. There was no such Yitzir in the world that the Rebbeinu Shalom wrote something that as a valuable object. It was probably the most valuable thing that there is. I mean, the Tzavu Lekim is the Luchas that the Rebbeinu Shalom wrote. So it's Mashiach. So how did he take upon himself to go ahead and break that? That's the Archaim Shah. The Psukim, twice the Torah passes over. It says the other luchas k'suvim mishnei evrim mizem mizeh heim k'suvim v'aluchas ma'isa lekim heimo v'amichtav michtav lekim hu v'ruch choras al aluchas. The whole thing, the Torah is madgish the chshivas of the luchas. Is what was the why is that in the middle over here of with the whole shach v'tari when we know that the luchas were michtav lekim when he went up to get them when he came down chetchilas. It says that luchas that they were ksav lekim. So what do they have to turn out to chaz it over again when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down to say that? Is the Aaron and the Skenim, if you look at the Medrash, the Shakvatai and the Medrash, Aaron and the Skenim, they felt that Klal Yisrael made an honest mistake, so to speak, and the Mela, they're not, you can't blame them for what they did. They were looking for a mediator between the Rabbeinu Shalom and them, and the Baal Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. So the Mela, they were looking for something which, according to the Rabbeinu Bachai and other Rishonim, he says that they were looking for something which wasn't about Bechira, because about Bechira comes one day like this, one day like that. And an eagle is a behemoth, is a chaya, or whatever, is not about b'chira. And a mega, it'll be giving over from the Rabbeinu Shalom directly to them. And vice versa, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what it says on Imam, and that Moshe Rabbeinu was above all other people, he didn't have a Yetzirah, wasn't. So a mega, what he gave over, what the Rabbeinu Shalom gave directly, without any negias atzmias. Therefore, they couldn't take Aaron or anyone else. Because a mensch wouldn't have fit that need. So he says that they weren't looking to make an avodah zara. The Ramban says it wasn't avodah zara. It wasn't that they made an avodah zara. No, they were looking for something to be a go-between between the Rabbeinu Shalom and them. So memeila sukumtzu nishtazah oinish that they should lose out on the luchas. That was their time. Moshe Rabbeinu, he held that these people don't deserve the luchas. What's it Zion afterwards? What will they have afterwards? Chmein Lechura, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know that he would be Mashpi on the Rabbeinu Shalom to be Moichel them and he'd be able to get other Luchas. Now the Pshat is that in Ganson, so Neitzach nish to have Torah at all, if these are the people that are accepting the Torah, so Neitzach nish to have Torah at all. Is the Shaila is what? Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so determined? is the Esher to understand it is not to understand it. Pshat is like this. We have a mitzvah to listen to Divrei Chachomim. That mitzvah is not because the Chachomim are saying things which are that logical that we understand, or that we have an understanding of what they're saying, v'chulo. The reason we have to listen to Chachomim is because es l'rav es tamid Chachomim. Meaning that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa, that just like that there's an es that's marbet tamid Chachomim, that you mechuyav to listen to what tamid Chachomim say. And a Talmud Chochem is not someone that has a daya because whatever. No, Talmud Chochem, his daya is, we assume, is coming straight from Torah. Says Alemet Torah Gushma Zechut Varam Harbe. One of those things is that he's able to understand better. Maybe something we don't understand shouldn't have any effect on what the Talmud Chochem says, because Talmud Chochem is coming from a different. He's seeing different. I heard once from Rabbi Yosef Breuer Zatzal, he said a moshul of why Das Torah shouldn't be influenced by Hamoin Am. There was a whole asik where people were antagonizing him because of something that he had said, and so he didn't listen to what they said. He went very firmly in his way. So he explained to them, he says, if you have someone that's 2 meters high, and he's standing next to someone who's 1 meter high, and there's a wall of 1.5 meters. So the one that's 2 meters high, he looks over it and he sees something. So he's going to be influenced by the one that says, the person 1 meter high says, I don't see? You can't, there's a wall there, you can't see. So he says that's the difference between Talmud Chochem and the Amoy Nam. The Talmud Chochem has Ria, he's called Eine Ha'eda, he's someone that's able to see things that others wouldn't perceive, wouldn't be able to see b'cha. The Leila does says, you don't see? That has nothing to do with me, that's not my... Now, I can shift. You can't influence me because you don't see it. It's nothing to do with me. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that the Rabbi Shalom Chatchila told him not to go down. So, and because of the ego, the Rabbi Shalom felt not to give them the Torah, not to take the Luchos to Kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Faket, that Efshe Bechozos, he could be Mashpiyan them, that they could be Chozos B'tshuva. Then when he saw the Mechayvus, then he realized that it's not Shayach anymore. So he understood that Das Koinei was that they shouldn't have the Torah. Now, I don't understand that. Efshe Bechozei Stadu Tshuva, why should be Miyayish from someone? You see somebody today, throughout today, you see somebody about Tshuva, so many people coming back, but he saw the Mechayvus, it wasn't Shayach. There's a Rashi in Erevin that says that Mila is something which is the net of the Deiris. All the Deiris, even as far as Jews are from Yiddishkeit, of a Mila the Mekayim. So Rashi says, why is it that Mila is Mekayim like that? So he says, Shekibua b'simcha. Dobe shemekabla moysev b'simcha is oimid l'netzach. Something that the Kabbalah of it was b'simcha, so something that is oimid l'netzach. That's one of the reasons why the mitzvah simchas chosin is such an important one. That something that to make it, that it should be a bias that should stand. So if the more simcha there is to start with, so the stronger it is afterwards. The kiyum of it is later. Is may over here, the other way around also, the toiv and the mutav. That it, just like the dover toiv, simcha is something which keeps it, and because of the simcha, it's able to exist, the netzach. So chas v'shalom, the other way around also, that if someone does an avera b'simcha, so it's something which it's hard for him to have charata from doing it. It's hard for him to go back on it, and it's hard for him to be chayz b'tshuva. Because the maisa, he had such a simcha when he did it, so that simcha is going to keep him going no matter what. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's cheshb. That was the... And because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that ad kedei kach, that you have to take away, that they shouldn't have luchas at all. And they'll be missing out on Torah, and Kali so without this nish. But he said, about the Rabbi Yisrael, the Chatchila told him that he's not going to give the Luchas over to Kol Yisrael because of the ego that they made. So he said, Memele, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Seimach on that now I understand what the Rabbi Yisrael, this is Das Koinei, and that's what a Talmud Chochem is, that he's able to understand Das Koinei. Nefesh HaChaim brings down that a person that wants to be zeicher to das Torah, he has a shayla. He has whatever his issues are. He has a shayla that he wants to be poshet. He should sit down and learn for a few hours, and then afterwards be poshet the shayla. Because someone that learns, you're coming from Torah, so you're coming from that. So your look at the world is completely different. You look at everything is completely different. Is Meila, the fact that we don't understand it, we would have understood differently. We wouldn't have gone to such an extreme. We wouldn't have been so kitzoni, whatever. But that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that way, so that's he held that was the right thing to be done. So it was that's why he threw down the luchas, and it wasn't because only that it fell down like the Rashbam says. No, faket, it was like Yashrech. He threw down the luchas. And he threw a dafke tachas ahor, so that the Ben B'chai also explains the why dafke tachas ahor, because it was given bahor, so it was given back to its original place. That was the... Now, the Moshe Rabbeinu understood that with Shviras HaRuchas, we're going to be losing out on Torah. The Gemara in Erevin says that, Daf Nidal says that Il mole nishtabru luchas is goya shikcha b'Yisrael. The haino, that Torah would have been that you learn from the luch, you learn, and you don't forget. There wouldn't be any shikcha. Yet haino would not call Torah kula, you just learn it. It would be mamash p'machai. Wouldn't. Now that the luchas were broken, and we were given luchas shnias, the luchas shnias were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, not by the Rabbanu Shloim. So therefore, there is a shikcha in the world. The Beis HaLevi explains that even though Be'etzem it's an oynish to us that we don't have the Luchas Rishonis, but on the other hand, now we have to be a Geir B'Torah, and were there to be no Shikcha, so Yegia wouldn't be an issue B'chlal. So Mele, today we have a Hechatimza of gaining what we wouldn't have been able to have then. But Be'etzem, it's plan two, it's not plan one. This isn't the original plan of the Rebbeinu Shloim. And because it's, the Beis HaLevi explains, because it's the second plan of the Rebbeinu Shloim, doesn't mean that there isn't some gain in it. Could be that B'chol Zos there's a Teilus for us in it. Now, why is it that if the Luchas Rishonis would, if we would learn from Luchas Rishonis, there wouldn't be Shayach Shikcha? Efsher, to understand that, I think that there's four parashas in the Torah that speak about the Mishkan, and about the Beis HaMikdash, there's no pasuk at all. There's one mitzvah, it's a mikdash, one pasuk of mitzvah, that according to Rav Meini HaMitzvahs, it's called talking about building Beis HaMikdash. How to build the Beis HaMikdash, what to build the Beis HaMikdash, the statements in the Torah B'chol. And the Chura, the Mishkan, is a Dover Zmani. It was only in the Midbar, and it was for, so they had to travel with it, how to take it, and those. And Torah is a Netzach. It's not just for that period of time that the Yidden were in the Midbar. They wrote a Torah. The Torah was written for us also. So why doesn't it mention anything in the Torah about the Beis HaMikdash? What's up? It's not a Mishkan. Mishkan, the Chmain, you're giving up every word in the Torah, every ois in the Torah is Nitin Midorish. So we come to that four parshas about a Mishkan, which is a Dover Aroi, not a Dover Kavua. There's a Sepurna in the beginning of Pekudei. The Sepurna says, Ego Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So, Zok the Sepurna like this, Siper Maile Zeh HaMishkan, Shebeshvilom Hoye Roi Lias Nitzchi, Shroi Lipo Biad Oyevim. He says that the Mishkan wasn't destroyed by enemies. No, the Maisa, the Ketusha, the Mishkan is Lenetzach. What was the reason? Sherishayna Shaya Mishkan Aedus. Shaya Baguchas Aedus. The Luchas Aedus that they got by Sinai, that was lying in the Mishkan. Beis Ashapoket Alpi Moshe. Gimel, Shahayas Avoidus Alvim Biadi Somer. That it was made by Levim. The fourth reason was Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur, Gemat Yehuda, so Shehoye Roshe Umone Mulechas HaMishkan, V'Kelov, V'Yuchosim U'Tzadikim Shebedor. the workers that worked in the Beis HaMikdash, so they were Elah Chayidin, Tzadikim, Kulam Yuchosim, and they worked and they built the Mishkan. They did all the labor. Is Memele V'chein Shosa Shechina B'maisi Yadayim V'lein Nofel B'yad Oyevim. Because of that, it was Shechina Shruya, and it didn't fall B'yad Oyevim. Avul Migdash, Mashenke the Beis HaMikdash. The first one, Shreimah Yoyis HaMelocha Boi Mitzur, he brought Bali Melocha, he brought professional builders from Tzur, that they should build it. Apo Pisha Shosa B'Shechina, Nifsidu Chalokov, even though there was Ashras HaShechina, but the Maisa fell apart. It was Yud Gimel Pirtzes, Pirtzel Boi.
What are you quoting, please?
Saporna. There wasn't Shreis HaShechina, Nofel B'yad Oyevim. He omnam B'yad Bayez Sheni, Goy Hoya Mishkan Ha'edis. There was no Mishkan Ha'edis in Bayez Sheni, so maybe it was Nofel B'yad Oyevim. Is Zokta Saporna that the reason why the Mishkan had Hashreis HaShechina was because that there was the it was made b'ktusha b'tahara, but not some that it was the kavana of the mahandes, the engineer was b'ktusha b'tahara. Now the pshat is that the workers that worked in it, they put their kavanas into it, and because their kavanas were kavanas tahiras, so the meila was shchina shruya b'ay, and it wasn't able to fall b'yad oyevim. Mashenge in the mikdash where they had goyim working, they had other people working, so they was able to fall b'yad oyevim. The Goyin is brought down from the Goyin that he said that if you would build a shul and you would have the kardim, the axe that to chop the wood would be made by an El Chayid, and it would be he would use it to put together the wood for the shul, it wouldn't be shayach to have kavonis loy tahiris in the shul, kavonis zaris in shul. Every tefillah would be a tefillah that's because something that's built the tahara, the kedusha, so it has a shor sashchina, and maybe it's different. Now the goyin says, "How do I know this?" So he says that the Gemara in Bamitzia says that when Reb Chanina and Reb Chia had a machoikis, so Reb Chanina said that how could you not pass like me? Harei iwa yenishtachach terem yisrael yiti machzira bepilpo. Reb Chia said that how could you not pass like me? Harei lemaisa the ani hechzalti teru Yisrael, and the Gemara said it brings down the whole maisachia was he shechted an animal, he gave the bosa to eat the yisaimim, he worked out the iris, and then he wrote chumashim on the iris, and he went nimuramid and called Yisrael. So he was machzer teru Yisrael. So the goyin, why do you have to shecht the animal? Why do you have to give the animal? Why do you have to give the bosa to the yisaimim? So he says that he wanted every chelik of what was being done to be done b'tahara, b'ktusha, b'kavona, b'kavona, kavonas, hechra, kavonas. Is memeira through that he was zeicha shegoy teshtachach terem Yisrael. That he did it in such a way with his kavonas that mitchilas hasiya from the shechitas abahema, the hainu the hasiya sa'iris, everything was done b'kavona tahira. So memeira. It the kavanas go into the sefer, and memela this. It's like you, once you see it in such something like that, so then it can't be forgotten. If you'll notice in the Swarm of the Stipe where he writes on the yarn nechtev the sefer nechtev nidpas the niyar shem b'chashash chil Shabbos. He says that the reason is because if there was chil Shabbos, the Goyim brings down a dogma that people used to borrow money with ribbis and buy paper for printing, and he said Mameya, someone that learns from a sefer like that is doesn't last with you. Yeah. And you see sometimes that you learn from a sefer and since the gaitnish it doesn't. So the pshat is that the kavonis and could be even the printing and the paper and the dos and the sidurim. In America there used to be sidurim that were printed on Shabbos. The Moshe has a tshuva whether you're allowed to use it or not. So the because the bout, it's not stam because of Chil Shabbos being finest to Chal Shabbos, that wasn't the issue. The issue is that the bout that was printed on Shabbos, and made up to davening from something like that, it's not Shaya. Is the now the Gemara there in Bamitzia says that their Shaya was about Tishtachach Teres. The Priya said that without I did it Bektusha V'Tahara, so Mameira, I brought into Klal so that Shavei Tishtachach Teres is so that it won't be forgotten. That means that when something is done Bektusha V'Tahara, so it's not only that there's Kavonas Teres there, that no, it helps that you shouldn't forget it. That Shavei Tishtachach is Mameira, the Luchas Rishenis which were written by the Rabbeinu Shalom. So something like that, if we would be learning from Luchas Rishonis, so what was given Shayach and Shikcha? Because there's no more Kedusha V'Tahara than what the Rabbanu Shalom wrote himself. Mashayim came, once we weren't Zeicha to those Luchas, then we had to have other Luchas. So it wasn't the same Madrega as those Luchas, then it's Shayach Shikcha. Then it's Shayach to have Shikcha already. It could be that that's the Pshat in the Gemara and Erevin, that the Gemara says that the Mole, the Shtabra Luchas, wouldn't be Shayach to forget Torah. Because about Torah would be coming from Azah, Mekora, Kedusha, so something like that wouldn't be Shayach to forget at all. Shengen Nevach today, when we don't have that Mekora, Kedusha, and we're not holding by such nyonim of Kedusha when we're printing, when we're writing, when we're learning, you have to have the Yegiyah. That I once heard from Rav Pam Zatzal. He said that the etzem this world is plan two. The Rabbanu Shalom put us in Gan Eden, threw us out. He gave us the dust, so if we were supposed to come to Etzel, couldn't make it. Then the Luchas, we don't have Luchas Rishonis, we have Luchas Shnias. Everything doesn't work out, Ki'ilu, Chashom, doesn't work out like the original plan of the Rabbanu Shalom. But he says that a person that's living in plan two doesn't mean that he can't make the best of life. That even though you're in the set, not in the original plan, and the Rabbanu Shalom had it planned better for you, you still have to make the best of what you have in order to go weiter. Is the Luchas Shnias, even though there is Shikcha B'Luchas Shnias, even though we weren't Zeichet to Luchas Rishonis, like the Beis Halevi says, that were there to be Luchas Rishonis, there wouldn't be any Yegiyah Satera, you wouldn't have to work so hard to remember it, you wouldn't have to work so hard to learn it, to understand it. And today, the Baal is Yegiyah Satera, so the schar is on the Yegiyah and not for the Yediyah.